Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Turning now to one of Cincinnati's most pressing educational issues, high school dropouts. Over the next 12 months, 91.7 WVXU, in partnership with CET Public Television, will be examining the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. The project's called American Graduate. As part of the American Graduate Initiative, Chris DeSimio is on the money with a Cincinnati charter school using monetary incentives to keep students coming to class and achieving behavior and academic goals. Dawn Community High School's principal, Ramon Davenport, and chief administrative officer, Kenneth Furrier, discuss this unique and controversial program.
One of the biggest investments anyone can make, of course, is an investment in themselves, as expressed in an education, whether it's a college degree of any sort, postgraduate degree. But before you get to that point, you have to get through high school. And for parents and students alike, it can be a trying time. There are lots of resources available, and one of which has been getting some national attention right here in our own backyard. Perhaps back in February, you may have been seeing a piece on, actually it was carried nationally by Fox News, picked up by the Huffington Post and City Beat and other local channels here in Cincinnati. But up there in the Walnut Hills area on McMillan Street is a charter school called the Dawn Community High School, and it's a pleasure to welcome the CEO and the principal for this of this school, which is a charter school, and this exciting initiative that has gathered national attention. And the CEO, Mr. Ken Furrier, a native of Buffalo, who went to school here in Cincinnati, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning.
Pleasure being here.
You're very welcome. And from right around my neighborhood right there in, you call it East Evanston, Norwood, yeah. East Walnut Hills, Hyde Park, wherever that area, right around the Dana Avenue connector, right. The principal, Ramon Davenport. Ramon, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, now this is an interesting idea that you came up with. There was some federal grant money, but before we get to that, explain to us what the school is and what the Dawn School is in particular, and what a charter school in general is.
Well, a charter school is basically a public school chartered by the state of Ohio to provide parents with an alternative program if for any reason they're either dissatisfied with their regular school or think their youngs would do better if they change. We can take students, actually we can take students from throughout Ohio, but our limit is Cincinnati, the greater Cincinnati area. We get funding from the state, so there's no tuition. No tuition.
Okay.
And our funding is based on our enrollment.
Okay.
But we have to meet all the requirements that a public school meets. In other words, our kids have to pass the OGT.
The OGT is the
Ohio graduation test. You mm-hmm. need it before you graduate.
Okay.
But Dawn School has a particular mission of working with students who have not been successful in school, kids who might drop out of school. We're, in a sense, their school of last resort. So if they want an education, they can come to us, and we'll try to develop a program that will meet their needs and get them a diploma.
Yeah, you are the safety net. You have four
yes.
different versions of this
mm-hmm.
safety net.
Correct.
From what I was reading about your information.
Right.
A regular program, a traditional, what we call a traditional program, a transition program, which is partially online based on textbooks. It also is an abbreviated day.
Mm-hmm.
If a girl has a baby and has difficulty with daycare, she maybe only can attend school in the morning. So we do that. She goes home, takes care of her family responsibilities in the afternoon,
okay.
or the reverse. And
okay.
we have an online program as well as the 9th and 10th grade Let's Move program, which features a regular academic program plus physical fitness and exercise. They have gym every day, 4 days a week, and we also feed them breakfast, lunch, a snack, and dinner.
Boy, it's reminiscent of the manual labor movement that flourished, actually, mm-hmm. was exemplified by the Lane Theological Seminary, which stood not mm-hmm.
far from where
you are. That was a manual labor school. Of course, Harriet Beecher Stowe's mm-hmm. father, Lyman Beecher, was the first president mm-hmm. of that college. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the Stowe House is the last remaining piece mm-hmm. of it. The rest of it is now just available only in old lithographs mm-hmm. and some old photographs. But financial literacy is a big, big deal. In fact, many people feel that they go through even college and beyond, and when you ask them about money, they say, well, really, it's not my thing. I don't handle that stuff. You at your school have come up with a unique approach to mm-hmm. encourage students to stay in school, mm-hmm. and it involves money. In fact, the headline from City Beat, just to use an example, I don't have the Huffington. Maybe I have the Huffington Post one here with me, too. But I love the City Beat. Quote, when pizza doesn't work, fixing Don Community High School. So what's better? What can be better than pizza?
Well, we're
$20.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're finding out that, you know, financial, you know, gifts are definitely a little bit more important to the students than pizza and out of uniform days. We did some thinking about how we can get students to come to school who are potentially dropouts. And, you know, all you keep hearing is, you know, well, I can't come to school right now because I have to go to work, or I can't come to school right now because I don't have bus fare, or, you know, I can't come to school because I don't have, you know, the necessities that an average teenager should have. So we put our heads together. We thought about some good, you know, some things of how we can strategize to get kids not only at Don High School, but kids in the community off the streets. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, this program is allowing us to see that there's a lot of kids out here who are supposed to be in school that are not in school for whatever the reason. Mm-hmm. And those are the same kids out here who are committing crimes and doing things, you know, hanging out in front of people's businesses and that type of thing. And that's not fair to the business owners. They want to be able to, you know, have customers. Mm-hmm. And if you ride down the street and you see someone hanging out in front of a business, you're less likely to go and
right.
patronize.
So you get them into the school. What are the nuts and bolts of it? How much, you know, how much money do these students get for showing up?
Yeah, we're not talking about a lot of money. You know, we're talking about for our seniors who qualify, you know, because they have to qualify. This is not anything where they just show up and we just give them money. No, they have to qualify. And the ways you qualify is by being in school Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. on time, no discipline problems, and being productive in the classroom.
Okay.
Each kid carries around an actual timesheet, just like if they were at a regular job.
Almost like a grown-up.
Exactly. They carry around that, and they get it signed each day after the end of each class by each teacher. And they have to turn that in before they actually get paid at the end of the week. But our seniors get $25, which we take $5 away, and we put into a savings account at PNC. So what that does is it allows a student to utilize that money once they graduate. So if they want to go on any post-secondary options, they're able to do that with, you know, we're able to get them started at least. Our underclassmen get $10. And
Per week,
yes. And we take, actually they get $12, but we take $2 and we put into a savings account
also
as well.
Also a savings account. Okay.
Exactly.
And now who has access to this savings account? Is it something that's controlled by the school?
By the school.
So it's held for the students.
Exactly.
But it's not something they can just go into and say, hey, let's buy some more minutes on my...
No.
No, my signature is on the accounts.
Okay. Right. So. Okay. Okay. So they have to come to you.
Yeah.
Right.
What have the results been?
It's been great. You know, it's a situation where we've raised our attendance by 10%. You know, and we right now it's all preliminary. You know, I think we won't see a good bulk of the results until later on. You know, because the kids are really right now really realizing like, wow, they are really passing.
They're doing this.
Yeah. So yeah. So we've seen an increase from week to week, and that's what we want. You know, and we're pleased.
So attendance is up by 10%,
mm-hmm.
and that's a big deal.
A great deal for a dropout recovery school, at risk students, definitely.
Yeah. So you're keeping mm-hmm. them in mm-hmm. school. What are
yeah.
the kinds of things? Are they learning job skills there?
Well, we have a careers program, which helps them investigate job. Possible jobs, that type of thing. Our counselor's done a great job in getting vocational programs, colleges, the military, the various groups in to talk to the students. We've had people representing apprentice programs come and talk to the seniors, because most kids don't know all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to get them ready. No matter what they want to do, we hope that we can prepare them so they have an option of doing it.
What was the sense around the school when you started getting calls from all around the country? Were you surprised by the national attention that
you
got?
I think I was a little surprised by the national. I knew that if we was able to launch a program like this, I knew that, you know, people, you know, would open up people's eyes. The main thing for us is just making sure that, you know, that people are aware of everything that we offer. And we've been able to get a lot of calls, you know, as far as, you know, asking questions, parents calling.
We had a representative from German Public Radio here
yesterday. German Public Radio.
Interviewed Ramon and some kids. Mm-hmm. We've had calls from the French radio program network. And articles have appeared in the Toronto newspaper Vancouver, Las Vegas. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Wow, wow. In the roughly 45 seconds we have left, there has been a little criticism, namely that, well, you're bribing these kids, you're paying them to do something they should do anyway.
Right.
What is, would you respond to those?
Well, I respond to it like this. You know, it's no different than, you paying your kid, your own kid, you know, to come home every day, do their schoolwork, do their laundry, make up the bed, wash the dishes. Those are things that your son or daughter is supposed to do anyway. So I don't see the difference. You give them a weekly allowance for doing that.
Right. Get that. Sure.
Exactly. But remember, these kids, they don't get that. So all we're doing is taking the place of that, where we're giving them a weekly allowance. Yeah, they're supposed to do all the things that we're expecting them to do, but they don't do it because they don't have the family structure.
Yeah, just a great program. Ramon Davenport and Ken Furrier from the Don Community School here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to thank you so much for being with us this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
And for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.
Chris DeSimio's interview about Don Community High School is part of American Graduate, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Visit WVXU.org to learn more about the American Graduate Initiative.